Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Check out Steve Miggs, the Reverend Fuego, and Glenn Cannon. It's the Miggs Cast.
Yeah.
We recap Miggs Fest on this last episode, including a part that happened while on stage at Bruiser Brody that I didn't even know happened because I was so wasted.
Oh, really?
It's good times.
It was a party.
Good times.
Like an epic moment that was happening during our set that I had no idea until Glenn shared it.
Oh, look at you, buddy. Yeah. Isn't it nice to be at your own party?
Yes, yeah. It actually is.
Yeah.
It's fun to have fun, BJ.
Yeah. So find out what you missed. And Steve will also find out what you missed because he missed it too. It's all available on the Miggs Cast, which you can get at radio.com.
Let's play B Miggs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Scream his name, B Miggs. Don't be a loser.
We could try to whack him instead, because it's Whack It Wednesday.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! Now, the contestant earlier could not whack Steve.
No, but this is different.
It is different. So here's hoping that Ken in Tacoma can do so. Ken, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
Tickets to see the very funny Billy Gardell. He's going to be doing his comedy over at the Emerald Queen Casino on November 16th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to see Billy Gardell, get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Ken will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ken, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's get it on, because we don't get along.
Nice. Also, the name of a Netflix show. What two-word phrase is uttered when comparing a failed DIY project to how it's supposed to look?
Nailed it.
Yes. Which British prime minister died in 1965?
Winston Churchill.
Yes. Minnesota is known as the land of 10,000 what?
Lakes.
Yes. A short-lived trend that is very popular is typically known by what three-letter term?
Pass.
What five-letter word is a house typically made of snow and ice?
Igloo.
Yes. After what word is the exclamation point located at the in the band name Panic at the Disco?
Pass.
What was the name of the last album Tool released?
Pass.
Uh-oh. How many Tarantino movies has Uma Thurman been in?
3, 4, 5.
3, yes. What is the name of the Baltimore MLB team?
Orioles.
Yes. Which major sea off of Alaska is named after a Dutch explorer?
Bering.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Too late. Also half correct. So only 7 correct.
Oh,
very close, but at least you were on the right track there.
Yeah.
And if Steve gets to that one, he's going to know that one.
Yeah, but, he is going to know that one.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, so hopefully he doesn't get to that one.
Well, I hope he...
Or he gets all the other ones wrong.
Yeah, I'm afraid he will.
Oh, I see what you did there.
See that?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
also the name of a Netflix show. What two word phrase is uttered when comparing a failed DIY project to how it is supposed to look?
Nailed it.
Yes. Which British Prime Minister died in 1965?
Margaret Thatcher.
No.
Bond. James Bond.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Lou Ferrigno.
No. Minnesota is known as the land of 10,000 what?
Lakes.
Yes. A short-lived trend that is very popular is typically known by what three-letter term?
Fad.
Yes. What five-letter word is a house typically made of snow and ice?
Oh, I built one as a kid. It's very cold. It's called an igloo.
Yes. After what word is the exclamation point located in the band name Panic at the Disco?
After Panic.
Yes. What was the name of the last album Tool released?
Fear Inoculum.
Yes. How many Tarantino movies has Uma Thurman been in?
Three.
Yes.
Oh.
What is the name of the Baltimore MLB team?
The Orioles.
Yes. Which major sea off of Alaska is named after a Dutch explorer?
Bering.
Yes. And Steve, you win 9-7.
Oh, sorry, Ken.
Smoke me, guy.
Yeah.
Have a great one.
Take it easy, buddy.
Yeah. I got a text that says, Migs, it's my birthday today. Get a win and play me. I'm the best. I'm the best.
Ooh. I'm the best.
That's it.
Two in a row on that one.
Best.
He's back.
Swag, 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 swag. I love that you do that every single time. That video is so ridiculous. You can find it somewhere on the internet.
Just type in I'm the best, I-M-D-A-B-E-S-S, and you'll find it.
Yeah.
It's so bad, it's great.
It really, really is. The only one that you did not get correct, which British Prime Minister died in 1965, Ken did get that one correct. It was Winston Churchill.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And basically, if I ask a question about a British Prime Minister, you went correctly with guessing Margaret Thatcher, because I'm either going to have that one or I'm going to have Winston Churchill. It's going to be one of those
ones.
Yeah,
he'll just never remember Winston.
Yeah. Which is actually kind of helpful on that one. Except for this time, because congratulations, Steve. You whacked your opponent with 9 correct.
That's right, buddy. And call number 9, you're checking out Billy Gardell at the Yumbo Queen Casino. Caller number 9, 206-421-ROCK. Congratulations, caller number 9. Well, here's a question for Danny that I already know the answer to.
Oh.
All right. Is Halloween your favorite holiday? Yes, it is.
And is pizza your favorite food?
Yes.
Yeah.
And orange is my favorite color.
Guess a lot of people actually really dig Halloween as their favorite Halloween holiday. Hello.
I saw you posted a picture of you with some pumpkins. Where did you go?
Carpenito Brothers.
Oh, in Kent.
Yeah, right down in Kent. We go there every year.
It's
love
a good
it.
Joint.
Well, and there's, you know, it's at that point they have so many pumpkins and kind of the same thing that you were saying earlier, just huge pumpkins. They have the animal experience. Oh, we love going
the
there.
The animal experience. What the hell does that mean?
It's like, it's not part of the pumpkin patch area. You have to cross the street, but they have like all the goats and the chickens and the cows. You get to go hang out with them and do stuff. I don't know.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And we do Sarah and I like to do the maze. I don't think we're going to get there today. We're going to go today, but the weather is not going to be good.
Yeah, we did this Boone and Farm one this year. This is the first time we went there, and it's right. And there's another pumpkin patch right across the street from it. I was like, "What the hell?" It's like pumpkin patch wars, man.
Yeah,
but we ended up doing Spooner, and I mean, dude, look at the size of the damn pumpkin. Now, on average, I have it on my Instagram at I'm Steve Miggs, and most of the pumpkins were bigger than the pumpkin I have in my hand.
Yeah, those are huge.
We had to look around to find a normal sized pumpkin just so we could have one regular sized pumpkin. It was like, where are all the regular pumpkins? All these pumpkins are on steroids.
Yeah, those are big.
That was a blast, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You son of a, look at it. It's a beautiful sunny day. I think I missed my opportunity. I hope I can get there, but it's going to be rain this week.
Yeah, I think it was Monday we went.
Son of
I
a.
I think.
Good call.
Or yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday was Tuesday. You did it. You know what you're doing.
We didn't do it yesterday. We did it Monday.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
You figured it out.
Nice.
Right. Corn maze?
Yeah.
We didn't do the corn maze. I'm kind of against corn mazes.
Why?
What would they do to you?
Well, okay, it's just because I don't like walking that much. So it's like walking and then getting lost in them. And then I also make the mistake of going with Lily every year because she loves it. And so at that point, I'm going to go in with her. But kids, you don't take them into corn mazes because then they're like, Dad, I'm tired. Can you hold me? And you have to hold them through the entire thing and your arm gets tired. Yeah. I'm just against corn mazes when I don't have to do one.
There are a lot of kids like crying in the corn maze.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Just like, yeah, kid, what do you expect?
Yeah, that's why you have to take him in the corn maze, walk around a little bit, and then go, all right, this is the way out, and without them knowing that you're just walking back the way you came in.
Now, a haunted corn maze is awesome. Oh, if you've ever done those. Those are so much fun, because those ones are more guided.
Yeah.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Or are they just jumping out at you when you're trying to figure out how to get out of there? And, oh, by the way, you got to watch out for the werewolf guy. That's
so
okay.
Since I went to a corn maze once, I felt like I was being stalked.
That's pretty good.
That was actually good.
Yeah.
So it says umbrellas and rain boots, BJ. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go on a corn maze and umbrellas and rain boots? Come on. What's the point? Because you got to try to find out where you're going. You got your little paper maze thing. That gets wet. You're done. Can you go through a corn maze without the map?
We kind of did.
Really?
We didn't really have a good luck with following the map. The map made no sense to
us. That's why you took so long. That's probably why it took you an hour.
You know what? I think everybody was going through the same. We saw the same people. Were they using their map? I did. They had the map in their hand like us, but I think they gave up all hope on the map.
Yeah. Sarah and I read the map pretty well.
I found out I got all six clues right.
Oh, yeah?
Like little different stations you go to.
Oh, what do the clues do for you?
I don't even know, man.
Yeah, because we just have to punch a little thing. At Carpinito, you punch a thing showing
you
were at
the scratchies.
Station.
Like you scratch it.
Oh, the scratchies. But then the clues, are they supposed to get you like a free something?
Yeah, if you get it all right, you get like a little monkey thing. Like those little spins.
You know what? I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. A monkey spinner?
You know, I never heard of plastic monkey spinners. They got candy inside it, too. You squeeze in the monkey spinner.
I've heard.
Monkey spinner toy.
I've never heard of a monkey spinner. I've heard of like the monkey that like falls apart. Like he just gets all herky-jerky. Like those kind of toys.
These kind of guys. Like, I don't know what the hell how to describe them.
Oh, that's them?
Well, I mean, it's close enough.
Okay. It probably doesn't look enough.
It spins. You squeeze it and it spins.
I've seen the one where you like tilt and it's a ball that goes up and down.
I've never seen a monkey spinner. All right. Well, go to Spooner Farms and get one. Why did you win me a monkey spinner? I would have been able to have a new toy. More than half of us actually say yeah, between the ages of 18 and 34, actually. More than half of the younger folks say that it's one of their favorite holidays. It's a millennial thing, I think.
I think it's because you can drink, you can act silly, and you don't have to buy gifts for anybody. Wow. You don't have to see family.
1 in 10 say it's their absolute favorite. Maybe that's it, Vic. Yeah, and people between 35 and 54, almost 50% say it's one of their favorite holidays, and 1 in 10 of them say it's actually, their favorite.
It's not even in my top three.
Wow.
Whoa. What are your top three?
Well, Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's your number one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my number one.
And then Thanksgiving again.
I don't think you can do that.
Well, I mean,
maybe it's a Friendsgiving.
Then President's Day.
I like all the deals I get.
Yeah, soon it's going to become one of your favorites because you're going to have the little kid.
What's that?
Halloween.
Easter? The Halloween. Jeez, what we're talking about. You're going to have the little kid, and the little kid's going to dress up, and you're probably going to really dig it, and it'll be nice for a moment.
I would put it number three, I guess, on my holidays, come to think of it.
All right.
It's a little bit ahead of Veterans Day.
What about July 4th? That's a good holiday. Don't count that out. There's a lot of good food.
Yeah.
And Memorial Day's rocking, too.
Is it?
I think. I mean, again, you got cookouts, maybe first cookout of the year. First good holiday when the weather's starting to get halfway okay.
No, but Halloween's fun because of all the costumes and stuff.
All right, so you're going to put it at number three
I'm putting it at number three.
Okay.
See, Danny?
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. It's always been my like, way ahead of any other holiday for me. Halloween first, and a distant second is St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I forgot about St. Patrick's Day, because you like to drink. Vicky's right, it's all about drinking.
Cinco de Mayo?
Close, actually.
Fourth of July.
No, it was Christmas 3rd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Don't be so sad about it.
Am I the only one that thinks Thanksgiving is the ultimate of all holidays?
That's interchangeable with Christmas for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
No gifts are needed. It's just about eating a lot of food and watching football.
It's the run-up. I mean, yeah, for that, I can understand that. It's the run-up for Christmas for me. Thanksgiving was just like, oh, man, Christmas is so close.
Yep. It's like a warning sign.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, everything gets crazy.
Yeah. So, and it was always kind of a tough holiday in our house when we were moving around the country because it just, every time we tried to celebrate it the right way between the vegetarianism and the kids just not liking where we brought them, it was
You were attacked by a turkey when you were a kid, right?
Oh, that happened too. That was snowman. The snowman and turkey ruined both Christmas and Thanksgiving for me. Yeah. But it looks like, as I'm reading this, looks like a child in the house actually doesn't really affect whether or not someone loves Halloween.
Nope.
So it may not even be.
Nah, it's a drinky holiday now.
Wow. Jeez.
See, I actually enjoy Halloween more now that I'm a homeowner that has kids swinging by the house to get candy.
Yes.
I look forward to it.
When I was growing up, it wasn't much of a holiday for adults, but now it has morphed into a holiday for adults. I don't remember all this adult costumes and everything. I just remember it was us kids and the parents just sort of either took us around or hung at the house. And now it's become this whole adult holiday.
See, and I'm that weirdo that's always just enjoyed decorating. It's not even necessarily for drinking. Like, drinking's fine, but usually when it's on a Thursday, it's like you can't really go out and get crazy anyway. So for me, I just like decorating, doing like the cemetery in my front yard because I've always been like just attracted to morbid stuff.
See, I'm excited for all of it. I love doing the adult stuff. I love decorating. But now that we have Prince Migs, a little foster baby, we're taking him out trick-or-treating.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's almost one.
Oh, okay. So he totally knows what's going to be happening.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to dress him up.
Yeah.
And we're going to recreate a picture. I was like 2 months old for my first Halloween. My mom went out trick-or-treating and just threw a bunch of candy on me in a picture. And so I want to recreate that picture.
Oh, that's fun. But that's the fun thing the parents do. You know it's totally for them.
Oh, yeah. I'm because like, are you going to give him any candy?
You don't know what's going on. You're just like, all of a sudden, there's stuff on me. What the hell is this?
I'm so excited.
Hey, someone texted want to know if Lulu's going to be dressed up for Halloween again. We did get her a costume.
Nice.
It's just like a little skulls and crossbones. It's nothing like, although after the fact, we found a costume that had, which would be a giant pretzel. So we're thinking about maybe grabbing that for next year.
Dude, yes.
The season's come, though, man, because our neighbors, they put up their zombie. If you go to Lulu the Warrior Princess on Instagram, you can see her barking at the zombie again.
Yeah.
It's her favorite thing to do every year.
Oh, nice.
And by favorite, I don't think she likes the zombie one bit.
Not at all.
As we're walking, she just loses her mind to the point where even when that zombie's not up there, she gets weird when we walk by that house. Like, where's the freaking zombie?
Oh, I like your neighbor's grass, too. They got my kind of grass.
Because it's fake.
Yeah. They know what's up. Your neighbors are smart.
Wow, you can actually tell the fake grass.
Well, it looks really good.
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
It looks really, really nice.
Yeah, it looks really good. So I was like, that looks a little too perfect. Let's see. Oh, it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could spot fake grass anywhere, huh?
Sure can, buddy. I'm an aficionado.
Not a euphemism.
It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 917. On the Rock.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. Brought to you by Law Tigers. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, it is up for grabs. Do remember, Steve has a rule.
It's a simple rule, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Getting a lot of text messages from ways that people got fired based on that story from earlier when that chick was fired for exposing the secret that Panera Bread's mac and cheese is frozen.
Yes, and she went on TikTok, and they said, good, guess what? Look at the clock, you're out.
One person even said, I didn't know that Panera's pastas were frozen, but they're still delicious. I don't care. In fact, this story made me decide to go to Panera for breakfast this morning for Matthew.
See, so maybe Panera shouldn't have been so hard on her.
Yeah, right? It's bringing new business, man. I'm even thinking about, I kind of want to get a Panera sandwich again.
It really kind of...
Their bread's so good.
It really does bring back that old adage that there's no such thing as bad publicity.
See, that company's fire your employees to get some good publicity.
I think a lot more people would be surprised at some of the chains that are out there that are serving dinners that we know, you know, dinners that, you know, not fast food, but the dinner places, that pretty much they're all frozen. I think people would be very surprised. I was when I found out one of my places, and it was like, oh, wow, all right, well, I'm still going to go there.
Speaking of which, I think I saw, oh, yeah, Marshawn Lynch, he has a place called the Emeryville Eatery.
Where's that?
I don't know. I think it might be in the Bay Area, but it's going to be featured on Bar Rescue. So does that mean that John Taffer and Marshawn Lynch might get into it on television?
Wow, this is brilliant. Now, I wonder if he bought it and, you know, it needs help, or if, in fact, he's been running it and, yeah, it's going to need help. That's an interesting situation.
Looks like it's a soul food restaurant.
All right. And John Taffer, look at Marshawn. All right, that's worth it. We got to know when that's on. I don't watch that show, but I'll watch that episode.
Oh, see, we used to watch Bar Rescue a lot, but I think it got a little, after a while, it was getting on my wife's nerves because he's just so angry all the time.
Yeah, it's like.
So now we watch Restaurant Impossible. It's kind of like a similar vibe, but.
A little different.
Chef Robert Englund, he's a lot nicer.
Oh, I see.
Irvine. Oh, yeah, Robert Englund would be Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
That'd be a different type of show.
That's the restaurant nightmare.
I hope you slash your prices.
Yeah. So we're seeing some still pictures of Marshawn and Taffer, but
yeah.
They don't look like they're... Marshawn looks like he's listening.
He looks like he's annoyed.
The thing about Marshawn, every time I've seen him on a show, like when he was on the league, he's done a great job.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this goes.
Grabbing my ding ding.
Oh, I don't know if he's going to do that on the show. They might have to blur that out.
All right, getting back to ways that people have been fired. One person says, I got fired because I wasn't hot enough. Little local drive-in that's notorious for giving hot girls work there. They said it was because I wasn't meshing well with the other girls, and they've seen situations that ruined people's lives. Literally, I got along with everyone, though.
Hmm. You know, the problem is that sometimes, can you be your own judge? Because I always thought, I don't understand. I'm not the problem. And then I finally get the final recount. People go, actually, you were the problem, sir.
So maybe it's not that she wasn't hot enough. She was just...
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know. I suppose if she sent me a picture of herself and her coworkers, we could make the call to see if, in fact, that
was... Good call, yeah. I feel like we need to go to this drive-in to experience what it's like there, to understand like what the morale is with their employees.
And maybe she's attractive enough but doesn't dress in such a way that puts her in her hottest mode. It could be that. But
well, yeah, good luck telling that to somebody. You're not going to be able to get away with that as a boss. Like, yo.
Yeah, see, they'll
step it up.
That's the thing. They can't say that, but that used to be the thing. Like with, I mean, I remember my wife couldn't be a flight attendant because they said she was too heavy. They could never, which is so sad because she just missed the cut. Like when they all of a sudden started to say, they said, we can't say that anymore. And my wife would have been a great flight attendant. But, you know, they said she just wasn't, she just wasn't skinny enough.
One person wants to go back to Bar Rescue. It's a hoax. My friend of mine was on it. It's all scripted. And they ask if you could come to your bar. It's terrible.
Wait, these reality shows are scripted?
I don't believe it.
No.
No way.
No.
Not Bar Rescue.
No, that was the only one that wasn't. And Survivor and The Bachelor and Bachelorette, these are not scripted.
Sounds like somebody's bar failed.
Yeah. There's no actors doing entertainment and always getting into drama that we see on our entertainment programs. That doesn't happen.
Do you watch like those type of shows and mainly just because you want to watch the end credits to see how things have gotten since? I always get excited to see if like they've improved or not. But every once in a while they're like, they ditched everything they learned from Bar Rescue and went back to their old ways, and they're now bankrupt.
Yeah.
If they don't do updates, especially like on like cop shows, I'm always like, or like prison shows. I love watching prison shows. And I'm like, wow, I want to know what happened to that person.
Right.
With Bar Rescue, about halfway through, it's like, oh, these people are jerks. And I start like yelping their place.
Oh, that's
the
best.
I don't even
best.
Make it to the end. Yeah. I just go and like, I try to see how they are. And most of the time, it's Big Red closed.
Oh.
The best was, I think for a while, I don't know if they still do it, but Restaurant Impossible, I think they've changed it since. They wouldn't even give you an update. It says, if you want an update, go to the website. And I was like, I'm done watching this show.
Oh, they'll make people go to the website for the update.
I did for a couple of episodes, and it was just a pain in my ass.
Yeah.
I had to click on things.
You don't want to do that.
No, just put it at the end.
Damn, dude.
Had to click on things.
See, that's for the multi-screener, because Vicky's already got her, she's already got her iPad out. Right. She can click in a heartbeat.
I love doing that. Like watching shows and then just IMDbing, and then I go down a wormhole and then I realize I have not watched the episode.
Yes.
Then I have to rewatch the episode.
I better put my phone down because Kathy yelled at me for doing the same thing. I saw an actor on Kung Fu and we're rewatching that whole old series and I'm like, oh man, I think I know who that is. And I'm looking, and then she's like, do you even know what's going on in the episode? Maybe. He kicks somebody in the face, right? No. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone said they once got fired for eating my boss's cookies. He picked me up from work. He drove me to buy some weed. We smoked it. Then I went back to work super stoned. He left a bag of Mrs. Fields cookies, and I ate them and left a note saying I'd buy him more. I got fired over it.
So the guy takes him out to smoke weed. That's not the problem. But the Mrs. Fields cookies, now I will not have a thief in my midst, even one who leaves a note.
Well, you think about it, the boss was stoned too, and probably wanted those cookies.
You know, you're better off, aren't you?
If
that's the reason you get fired. I mean, what a ridiculous story. You know, you get driven around, you're smoking weed with the boss in the first place. Normally what you wouldn't do on the job. And then the cookies are the problem.
You would think the boss would he must just think he's untouchable. Because, you know, you're getting stoned, doing all this, and you still feel like you could get away with firing a guy that you just got baked with.
Yeah, they probably don't have an HR department in his business, do they?
Yeah, probably not.
No. You pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. More of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock. I'm Seattle's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Well, I got the new iPhone 11.
Humble brag.
I'm a fancy boy.
So fancy.
I will save you a lot of grief. A lot of people don't use the reminders like I do. I don't think anybody on the show uses the reminders app like I do.
Nope. I don't even know what app that is.
Yeah, just like a to-do list. And, okay. And so I live by that thing. And if you're wondering what's going on, Joey Deese has been doing a great job researching it. Turns out Apple knows that they've got issues with the new iOS and the reminders not syncing well with iCloud and other stuff. And so,
did you set a reminder to remind you to talk about this on the radio?
Well, I thought it would be nice if somebody said something, since I wish I knew, because I've been going crazy all morning and yesterday. And that's the reason I bought the new phone. You know, I bought the phone thinking it would stop some of the problems. Turns out this is a thing that, but you know, they got the phone out of me. It's a nice phone, but damn it.
I'll trade you phones if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you trade me bills too?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, mine's already paid for.
His kids perfect. Are on the
yeah, I'll pass.
Oh,
I'll pass.
No. That's right.
No.
You sure you don't want to trade bills there, Vicky?
I've only got me and my wife on my bill. I don't need that. I need an entire family.
Yeah, well, you wait,
Dr. Pokey.
It's all going to start. Dr. Pokey is not in my family plan.
You say that. You don't know for sure.
I take care of my bills. I do know it for sure. I do all know right. that.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I know you're like, I don't know what we're doing with that money. I just throw the check at her.
No. I don't throw a check. I just don't look at my bank account.
Yeah, exactly.
I just assume things are cool.
I love that we have Todd Peach in every month, and you're just, like, you're the big elephant in the room. I always want to bring it up and go, hey, Todd, it's a great idea just to never look at your bank account. How's that work for you?
Well, I mean, I'm not making always the wisest decisions, but I'm not paying to drive in a high occupancy vehicle lane when there's no traffic.
Oh, I see. You were taking a shot at me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, good job. Nice.
And wise with my money.
All right.
Well, if you can take a shot at me and my financial decisions.
I thought you were going to say something else.
I'm not going to say that. I know I'm on the radio.
Okay, but I was watching your lips and it was
mad.
Like the SH word was coming out.
Shot.
Like, I wasn't going to give a shot.
Okay.
All righty. It's listeners on the loose. Dude, you scared the hell out of me. I was just looking at you going, I don't give a.
Oh, that'd be hilarious if I just said that.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great. Anyway, what do we got?
Somebody texted in, you guys were talking about reclining your airplane seat. What do you think of this? And they sent us a link. And apparently a plane that had been diverted because of an argument between somebody that was sitting in one seat trying to recline and the person behind them, because they were using something that I never even heard of called the knee defender.
Oh, what is this?
It's a device that prevents the seat in front of you from reclining.
Oh, yeah, I've heard. I didn't think it existed. I thought that was an urban myth that there was a knee defender.
No, you go to gadget.com or kneedefender.com.
Oh,
so what do you hook that up to?
I don't know. Unless it stops it from, you hook it up to the back of the air and the thing was such a way that it can't recline?
Yeah.
Oh, and this so there's a huge genius. Fight over this.
I need this thing. So when the rev sits in front of me, I can hook up the knee defender.
Oh, whoa. Man, this would start a war.
Yeah, well, apparently it did on a flight from New Jersey to Denver. Oh. They had to make an impromptu landing in Chicago because these two were getting so pissed at each other.
Oh. Wow, that is awesome.
I see you put it on the tray.
Okay.
Of the like you put your tray down
and it blocks it
and
yeah.
it blocks it from going. You see what I'm saying?
Oh man,
that's pretty cool.
Oh,
oh, that makes sense because they try to go back and they hit and the knee defender's between the chair and the tray and the tray acts as a lock.
That is actually infuriating.
That's amazing.
I love that. I never recline. I mean, look, I get you can. I wish they wouldn't have the recline feature. It's just ridiculous. It was a good feature back in the day, but then they kept putting the seats closer and closer together, and there are bigger people. You know, it's a beating.
Oh, man, that is a whole nother level. I usually just prop my knees up against the chair and make it so they can't recline.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome.
I wish someone has video of this, the two of them yelling at each other.
Oh, that is so cool.
It had to be really bad.
Wow.
You would think.
That is really... But look at his knees. It's like, yeah, what is he supposed to do?
I like what the Washington Post says about the knee defender. If the guy won't compromise, whip out your knee defender. Washington Post.
Yeah. That's funny.
I'm watching like this like cartoon like reenactment of like what happens when people get mad at each other, and it shows the woman sitting in front just taking a drink and throwing it over her head.
Oh, that's what she did, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I wonder if that's what happened.
Wow.
Huh.
See, this is no doubt about it. It's an issue, which is why I do like the extra room, because every once in a while somebody does recline. I've been fortunate. I don't have a lot of recliners that sit in front of me. I've been very, very fortunate on my trips.
I have to say, recently, the past few times I've traveled, I haven't had an issue with the person in front of me. They I think, have the same mentality as me and not like the Rev, and you want to respect the people around you.
Yeah. Hey, I paid for that. You respect my space.
No, that's the thing, is you're into my space at that point, buddy. That's the problem.
Meh.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
So I want to know, Migs, are you excited for the Grease TV show?
Oh, no.
What?
Is there a Grease TV show happening?
Oh, yes. Oh, wait a second. Oh, it's true. Look at this.
Oh.
Oh.
Now I am.
Oh, come on. Really? HBO Max, this is why I should get your service, because of a Grease spinoff series? Oh, and it's going to be a musical, Steve. It's called Rydell High, and that, of course, is the name of the high school the kids went to.
If it's on HBO, can they get maybe a little bit more blue in language?
Maybe they will. It reimagines the original movie, features some characters from it. It'll still be set in the 50s, and there'll be big musical numbers with a soundtrack that mixes hit songs from that era with new originals. Yeah. No, you don't like it?
Well, you lost me at original movie. If they were basing it on the second film, I'd totally be in.
Oh, for crying out loud. Please, that, would you please? Episode's going to be a half hour. We don't know if it's going to be a half hour or an hour. And there's also, I guess, the rumor of a prequel movie called Summer Loving, and it tells the story of Danny and Sandy's summer romance at the beach.
Aww. Oh.
Met each other.
They could put that on, like, After Dark.
Yeah.
After Dark. Cinemax.
It's not Skinemax, man.
Would we want to see John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John try to pull that off? No.
Oh, if they cast those two to pretend to be young versions of themselves.
Oh, would that be awesome?
I'm in.
That's the only way I'm going to watch it.
I mean, I've seen some pictures of Olivia Newton-John. She still looks pretty amazing for her age.
Travolta, on the other hand.
Well, Johnny, he's.
I mean, in all fairness, the guy's, he's not young.
No, he's not. Put on a little weight, which we all have. So,
speaking of TV, so I want to know if any of us watched the series finale of Ballers and what we thought. I did.
You did, yes. That's
right. I loved the show.
I forgot it was a series finale. I never watched an episode.
Man, the first couple seasons were great. Then it kind of, it's very similar to Entourage, which is funny because similar production company. But it kind of got a little bit like, this last season's been really good. The last episode, though, it was kind of hard to wrap up an entire series in a 30-minute episode.
Yeah, that is.
And it was a good episode, but it left me wanting more.
Well, they didn't even do like a special hour presentation.
I thought they would.
Wow. Yeah.
Even the Righteous Gemstones I think it was a little bit longer than their usual episode.
I'm so behind on them.
Oh,
I thought I was only an episode behind, Steve. Turns out I think I might be three behind.
It gets crazier and crazier.
Oh, all right. I'm excited to watch it.
It's so good.
Ballers, though, what would you give it? A thumbs up? What would you give?
Yeah, give it a thumbs up.
Series finale.
I'd give it a thumbs up, but I wish they were going to continue, because I kind of want to see what's going to happen next. What I mean? Yeah. It wasn't like super closure for me.
Dude, it's a tough thing. There's a lot of good shows out there. Vicky is going to be surprised, but I finally had to say goodbye to some shows that I just know I'm not going to watch, and I deleted all of them.
Oh, no.
It was the most freeing thing ever. I
understand that.
Oh, I was wrestling over this. And
okay, which shows were they?
Final Space. Yeah, yep. I finally, I was like seven episodes behind, and I thought, I'm not going to watch this.
That's fair.
Yeah, and the other one was Mayans Motorcycle Club.
I thought you loved that one.
I liked last season. I started watching this season, and then here's the problem, and I'm very angry that television does this. I know they do it for money, but there are shows that are supposed to be on either in the winter or supposed to be on in the spring, and they're not. They put them on in the fall now. Like Mr. Robot is not a fall show, but they've made it a fall show.
And then there's suddenly all those other fall shows that you're used to, and then you just get so many. I get that.
It's a bummer, dude. Because there's like everybody's premiering their shows now. So Mayans MC, it's a good show. And maybe someday I'll come back to it on demand when I have a lot of free time. But I was like five episodes behind on that.
Yeah, it's so funny because I just saw somebody on my friend list on Facebook just posted that they said, I have to say that Mayans is better than Sons of Anarchy.
It's a good show. I can't disagree with it. I like both shows. I don't know if it's better because, I mean, at times it is. At times I think it is, but
do you need to see Sons of Anarchy in order to watch Mayans?
You will miss a couple of little breadcrumby things, but no. You really won't.
Okay, because I mean, I've been on the fence. Like, I keep hearing great things about Mayans, but I'm like, I don't have the energy to go through an entire series of Sons of Anarchy just to watch another show.
You'll be fine. Every once in a while, they'll talk about, they'll have this American biker club called Sam Crow that'll come in and do some things. And you know, it's a nice smile for us folks. There's a couple of characters that have been carried over from, you know, from the Sons world. But I don't think it still can stand alone for you. It's good. I'm not, you know, I'm telling you it's good. I'm just so overwhelmed with having to keep up with stuff for other things that it's just like, you know what? I don't think I'm ever going to get to it. And I hate that feeling of just like, you know, that the DVR guilt, the TiVo guilt.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I can always watch this on demand someday if I want to get back to it. I'm going to get it off my DVR so it doesn't haunt me.
It does feel good when you look at something and it's like, I have 15 episodes of this I have not watched. And you just hit delete.
Yeah.
You're like, peace out.
Yeah. I mean, it's
obviously
like,
I didn't care enough to watch you.
Yeah, and it's too bad because it's good, but there's so much else that I got to keep up with.
Someone wanted to text in about their story about getting fired and said that I got fired from a rent-a-car place for doing donuts in the parking lot in a new Camaro. Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I can't blame you. You've got access to all those fine vehicles. Why wouldn't you? At the same time, why wouldn't you expect to be fired? Once they find out about that. So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So say, BJ, did you see NPH is going to be in the Matrix?
Dude.
I hope he's riding a unicorn.
What? I mean, he could be.
Just like Harold and Kumar?
Now, look, NPH can play some serious roles. He was in Starship Troopers, and he played a pretty serious role in that.
Barney and How I Met Your Mother.
That Starship Troopers serious?
Well, you know, I mean, it was...
That was not a serious movie.
It was a satire about fascism, and he played a really good fascist.
All right.
You know, I'll give him that.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, I think he tried to play the part the way it was supposed to be played. So we'll see what... I mean, this... I wonder who he's going to be in The Matrix. And what is even going to be about?
Maybe it'll be like an agent.
Ooh,
he's good in a suit.
Agent Harris.
That would be
suit
cool.
Up.
Yeah, I could see him sort of having that monotone, dark sunglasses. That would be kind of cool. Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss are coming back. And if you've watched Jessica Jones, you've seen Carrie Ann Moss recently in that. And Keanu, of course, we know is John Wick. Jada Pinkett Smith is in talks to return. And she played Niobe. I forget. It was Niobe. Yeah. In the second and third ones. And meanwhile, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II has been tapped for the lead role. He played the villain Black Manta in Aquaman. The lead role?
Some people are speculating that he may be a young Morpheus.
Oh.
But that's just rumor at this point.
Well, when they say a lead role, I always thought that Keanu was the lead of that movie.
Well, maybe he's not in this one.
Ooh.
I mean, you know, spoilers. Or he was
maybe they're okay with having multiple leaders.
And we don't have, it looks like we don't have both Wachowskis. Just Lana Wachowski is returning from the original trilogy to write and direct, which is cool, as long as one of the Wachowskis are involved. I still love
I'm not watching unless both of them are involved.
I still love the pitch that Will Smith talked about where he said he thought these guys were so high when they came in and pitched The Matrix to him.
Yep.
And then he did Wild Wild West.
Yeah, he did.
He made the right choice.
He should have listened to the guys that were stoned. All right, we have an important question that needs to be answered. What do Ryan Castle and Catwoman have in common? You're going to find out at 9:51. On The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Catwoman have in common?
Litter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. We sit next to each other.
Litter with an L. Not glitter with a G.
Oh, with an L. Litter, like litter box.
Also gets everywhere and you can't get rid of it.
Yeah, that's true.
And one texture says both make Steve purr.
Oh, that's true.
Batman is always foiling their plans.
It's true, man.
Curses.
Both look great in skin-tight latex.
There's a lot of latex going on over here.
You look great, too, by the way.
You appreciate
really
that.
And Steve is dressed up as both for Halloween. I haven't dressed up as Ryan yet.
You ought to do that, man.
Yeah, I just need a beard.
Yeah, I'll do you.
Okay.
You do me, I'll do you.
Well, I every time we announce these actors that'll be involved in the new Batman project, of course, people are going to just have a collective groan.
Well, you geeks just have a real problem with this, don't you?
I don't. I'm looking forward to this. Actually, we have a new Catwoman. And it is Zoe Kravitz, daughter of Lisa Bonet and Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, cool.
She'll be starring alongside Robert Pattinson. Of course, it's kind of a love interest between Batman and Catwoman, so that'll be going on.
Oh, she's 30?
Man, is she really?
All right. Well, I almost had a heart attack.
And she's Jason Momoa's stepdaughter.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm looking forward to this. I think she'll be a good Catwoman. Looking forward to this. Ryan Castle, he'd be a good Catwoman,
look
too.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, he's unfortunately busy with another 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
I've got weird looks whenever I go get a pretzel, and they're like, would you like to buy also like the cheese cup? I'm like, no. And they think I'm trying to be a cheap ass. I'm just like, I don't need cheese to make this pretzel great. Like, you're just... It's hurting the taste of the pretzel.
I do not need cheese to make this pretzel great, you ruffian.
Right, stop trying to push that crap on me.
Unsullied.
You don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari, do you?
No.
Good call.
Yeah, that's, yeah, pretzels and Ferraris.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you upfront about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.